Power Zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered the Power Zone with DU. Good evening, all. Today is Wednesday, March the 1st. Today is the very first day of March. Time is flying. This is the last month of the first quarter of 2017. Are you guys really ready for this? The first quarter, that means we are about to fly into the second quarter, and that means the making of moguls is right down the way. Are you all excited as much as I am? We're going to be speaking to the making of moguls a little later on in the show, and we have a very special guest that will be a presenter for the making of moguls of 2017. We have a lot of announcements, but before we go into it, I want to say thank you. If you are a returning listener, it is a pleasure to have you back out here on this evening joining us for the Power Zone. And if you are a listener for the very first time, it is a pleasure to have you out here. What we like for you all to do is grab a pen and paper. Sit back, because we're going to be giving great nuggets of advancement on this evening specific to entrepreneurship. And then we also want you to share the information with your fellow networkers. We want you to get on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Periscope, wherever you are with your social media networks, and let everybody know the Power Zone is the place to be for candid, insightful, and resourceful communication. You can check out the archives on our radio page, and there you will find a lot of great. We're really excited. This is like probably our third year, I believe. We're going into our third year of the Power Zone, and there are a slew of archives with great interviews, great tidbits, and you can take it all on the go with you on your mobile devices, your laptops, your tablets. You can check it out on your desktops, wherever you at. The Power Zone is definitely the place to be to get that information. We're going to go out on a small break, and when we come back, I will speak to our latest happenings as well as some more information on the making of moguls and prepare you all for our guests. We'll be right back after this break, family. Darlene A. Anderson, founder and president of Darlene's Utopia. I would like to invite you all out to the 3rd annual conference of the Making of Moguls, scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. The Making of Moguls is a component of Darlene's Utopia. This annual conference is designed to educate, motivate, and enable entrepreneurs as it relates to establishing successful businesses and maintaining them. Event concentrations to include, but are not limited to, public speaking, business structure, tax preparation, legal services, stress management, personal and professional branding, social media branding, goal setting, and mastermind affiliations. To learn more about the making of moguls, please visit us online at Darlene's Utopia. We hope to see you there.
Hello everyone, my name is Christine McPherson-Smith of Five Links Enterprises, an at-home business geared to helping everyday people save on bills from their home and small businesses while generating residual income and increasing your profits. We also support living a better life with our High Five Wellness products. I am a proud sponsor of the Making of the Moguls 2017, an entrepreneurial conference of Darlene's Utopia. To learn more about my services and the conference, visit www.darlenesutopia.com. Hope to see you there.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Regina Turner, the Financial Empowerment Maven of Financial Education Services. I am a proud sponsor of the Making of Moguls 2017, an entrepreneurial conference of Darlene's Utopia. To learn more about my services and the conference, please visit www.darlenesutopia.com. Looking forward to seeing you there. Have a blessed day.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. If you are interested in learning more about my autobiographical reference, Not Without a Fight, I invite you to log on to Darlene's Utopia. Not Without a Fight was birthed post a period in my life when I thought no good fortune or change would ever arrive in my favor. That was until I realized that I was the change I sought. Family, if you are looking for ways to conquer your adversities, I invite you to learn more about the book, obtain your own copy, and really learn how to utilize these 10 principles to make changes in your lives instantaneously. We all possess internal ability to change any outcome of adversity that may come our way through time. In Not Without a Fight, it's my hope that you can utilize, if nothing else, one reference, one fight principle that you can honestly say a change has been made towards the better for your own personal and professional advancement. Again, that's Darlene's Utopia to learn more. Now, we've been talking about the Triborough Football League here on the Power Zone for a couple of weeks. I want you all to mark your calendars. It is near this coming Saturday, March the 4th of 2017 at Fusion East Restaurant. Darlene's Utopia will be facilitating, and I myself, Darlene A. Anderson, will be hosting this personal and professional development conference for the Triborough Football League. It is a semi-football league composed of 10 teams throughout New York and the Connecticut area. And what this is exactly is an opportunity for the players to come out, as well as community attendees. You don't necessarily have to be interested in football to come out. If you want to acquire more information on various topics that we will be discussing, inclusive of employment, finances, family development, education, housing, legal services, health services, we invite you to come out. The objective of this is to ensure that the players understand that success is not only on the field, but it's how they're living their lives off of the field. How are they maintaining things personally and professionally, as well as community partners? If you are within the community and you feel like you need additional support to help you advance, then this conference is an opportunity for you to come out and get the support that you need. To learn more about the Triborough Football League's Personal and Professional Development Conference, please log on to Darlene's Utopia. Okay, family, the Making of Moguls for 2017. Are you all excited as much as I am? I am jumping around for excitement as it relates to the Making of Moguls. This is our third entrepreneurial conference and is scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. Now, the Making of Moguls is an entrepreneurs conference. It is a component of Darlene's Utopia, and it's an annual project that is designed to educate, motivate, and enable entrepreneurs as it relates to establishing successful businesses and maintaining them. Well, with that stated, there is a lot on the table. We have presenters that we're announcing, and we want you all to learn more about the Making of Moguls. Schedule yourselves and come out. We have Mr. Oliver T. Reed of I Am a Solution. Oliver will be coming forth speaking to social media branding. And I'll let you guys know, I'll let you in on a little secret. We have Oliver here today on the Power Zone with DU. And he's going to be giving some nuggets, some small nuggets. Not a lot, because we want you all to come out to the conference. But he's going to be giving some nuggets on social media branding for entrepreneurs. We also have Mr. Mark Williams, Mark Williams of Mark Williams Speaks, and he is a public speaker, and he's going to come out and share some great information on how you can publicly speak as an entrepreneur. We have Elizabeth Madison of Weight Loss Transformation discussing healthy living. We have Tanya Cherise Odoms of Hope. She's going to be discussing leadership development. Some of us out here that are leaders, we need to learn more. Inclusive of myself is ongoing. You can never learn enough about how to be a productive and successful leader. Being productive and successful are two different things. When I speak to productivity, I'm speaking specifically about outcomes. And when I speak about success, I'm talking about all around great relationships. You can produce outcomes without having great relationships. And the thing about it is, when you're producing just outcomes, usually that means you're burnt out. If you're producing outcomes only on your own merit, then you need leadership skills. And leadership development is what we're definitely giving you at the Making of Moguls. We also have Mr. Don Sinkfield of Help to Adjust Stress Management. He's going to be speaking to the stressors as it relates to being an entrepreneur. And Miss Nakisha Smith of Always Fit for Life is going to get in there and talk about that physical fitness that we all need. We need to maintain good physical fitness as we are working around the clock on our businesses. So I want you all to log on again to Darlene's Utopia to learn a little bit more about the Making of Moguls and kind of be in the know as we're giving information about additional presenters in preparation. This is big, family. And if you want to take your business to the next level, then the Making of Moguls is a place for you to be on April the 1st of 2017. We're going to prepare to bring Oliver T. Reed forward, and he's going to speak to social media branding on this evening. I am very, very excited. He's been with us 3 times. This will be his 3rd time. Every year he comes back, he is just that good. So we're going to go out on one of my favorite songs that always gets me hyped and motivated when I'm speaking to entrepreneurship, and that is Empire State of Mind by my girl, Miss Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. We'll be back after this break, family.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from. But I ain't a crypto, but I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city, it's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 cards Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State.
Life, you can brand new. Make lights will inspire you. of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties. You sip the light casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Light starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Welcome back, family. You have returned to the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And we are continuing conversations about the making of moguls for 2017, our entrepreneurial conference. And as I stated before the break, we are going to be bringing you little tidbits, little tiny clips, many interviews with some of our presenters at the Making of Moguls, just to give you a better understanding of what is in store and hopefully to have you join us. Now, as we're talking, please feel free to log on to Darlene's Utopia to learn more about the Making of Moguls. Now, this gentleman, he needs no introduction because he's like family. He's been at prior moguls so much to the degree of awesomeness, we had to have him back. He is a brother for life. I've gone out to Virginia and assisted him and been a presenter for some of his events. So it's an honor to have him join us again for 2017. We don't have much time to get into all of the bio. So without further ado, I introduce to you all Dr. Oliver T. Reed. Welcome to the Power Zone.
Hey, how are you?
I am great. I'm great, brother. And how are you?
I'm doing great, doing awesome, and, excited.
Yes, yes, and I said welcome to the Power Zone, but you know, it's welcome back to the Power Zone. It's a pleasure to have you join us again.
Oh, so honored to be a part. This is home.
Yes, it is. VA and New York connecting.
Yes.
So, Dr. Reed, we are going to be discussing social media branding when you join us on April the 1st. And I just wanted our listeners to have an understanding about what social media branding is and what they can expect. So I want to get into a question, but before I do, family, if you are logged onto your devices, you can check out Dr. Oliver T. Reed's page. You can go to his page via our page on Blog Talk Radio, or you can check it out at Darlene's Utopia. There you can learn more about Dr. Oliver T. Reed. All right, we got to get that plug in for you because your time is valuable.
Right.
We definitely want our network to follow you. Okay,
awesome.
Social media branding. Let's talk about it. What exactly is your definition of social media branding?
My definition of social media branding is to be consistent at all times on outlets of social media. And people look at that, it's Twitter, it's live, Facebook Live, it's Periscope, it's Instagram, it's all of those social media networks, but it's also embedded in your signatures and your email to link everything back to one common area where there's traffic. So to me, social media branding is branding socially to make sure that it's ingrained, it's actually consistent across all social media spectrums.
I love it. Consistency of branding. Branding pretty much is. It's consistency. Consistency equals branding. Branding equals consistency. And that's on, as you said. And family, I hope you're taking notes. Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, LinkedIn, even your email signatures. That is very important. Now, when we're talking about branding, if you could give three nuggets, because I know you're going to give more, but if you can give three social media nuggets, because we want them out at Moguls, three social media nuggets that one could start at. Let's say I had a book or an audio CD, or now it's just files. You can just click into it and get it. But I want to push this out. What should I start doing immediately to brand myself?
You want to do it as quick and early as possible. I would say point one is don't wait till you finish to get started. Don't wait till you finish to get started. People do that. When I finish my product, when I get everything right, then I'm going to start branding on social media. Wrong thing to do. You want to also get people excited about your process of putting it together. So the first step is don't wait till you get to your point of being finished to begin to start advertising, posting it in your social media pages, posting it in your social media groups, putting in your blasting out emails. You're letting people know as quick as possible, even when you're starting the process, to take people with you. A lot of people don't do that. They don't take people on the journey with them while they're building their product and building their brand. So you want to put coming soon. You want to let people know and tweet that. You want to be able to take pictures of it. You want to talk about it on a conference call, a show, push everybody back to that email post that you posted or that Facebook or that Periscope. You want to keep everything on that Twitter. Keep everybody involved from the beginning.
Awesome. So that was number one, number two. That was number two, because you gave us a lot, but was that number two?
That was one and partially two.
And partially two, because I heard a lot, like, you know, put it out there, keep people informed, which is really good. I actually had to learn that, and I know that there are a lot of conservative entrepreneurs on the call that can relate to this. I want everything to be shiny. It has to be like the shiniest apple in the bunch before I put it out there. I don't want you to see me go to the store, bring it home, take it out the bag, shine it up, put it on the table. I want it to be shiny. But what you're saying is really important. People have to be able to relate to you and know that you are just not an end product, that you went through a journey. So thank you for sharing that. So, all right, so we did number one into number two. What is number two in its entirety after we've done that?
Yes, number two is that you want to keep it simple, fam. I'll say that, keep it simple, fam, which means that once you got it out there, you let people know it's coming when it's actually ready. You want to talk about it and keep it simple. What I mean by that is you can be, you know, descriptive, but sometimes if it's a paragraph, if it's two paragraphs on Facebook, for example, nobody's going to be able to read that. So you want to be able to get something catchy inside of that. Maybe you develop some kind of a cliche, something that people can go back to, or we hear a lot about hashtagging. So make sure your hashtag matches that. That's kind of three, but I'm going to give you that in two. So keep it simple, say, and be able to get it back to where you want to drive people to. If it's your landing page, if it's whatever it is, make sure that they can see that. So keep it simple, Sam, or keep it simple, Susan. Make sure that people can come back and be able to kiss your product.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So that was the completion of number two. Can you give us number three?
Yes, number three, you want to be consistent. You want to be consistent upon all your brands. We talked about that earlier. But you don't want to say something on Instagram that's different from what you posted on Facebook, that's different from what you posted on LinkedIn, that's different from what you posted on Periscope. You want to say the same message so that you can say consistency. People can see consistency across your brand and across your product. I always say branding is just like you take an iron and you want that to be seared in somebody's memory. So you want people to, when they see you, when they see Darling Utopia, they know what it is and they can see what it is. They understand what the power zone is. They understand what the power zone is. And so you keep your wording and you keep your graphics consistent. If you're posting one day one picture, you keep it across all social media.
Well said, and thank you. Family, I hope you wrote those three nuggets down. You referenced them. You can rewind it, play it back. Oliver T. Reed, Dr. Oliver T. Reed, is so much about his business when it comes to social media branding. I mean, I wish we had more time during every conference for you to just do like a half a day to a full day, because it's so intense and important. So we're excited that you were able to get on a call, and we're looking forward to you coming out to Moguls. Now, I want our listeners to know, what got you to the point of social media branding being one of your concentrations? Why is this so important to you personally?
You know why it's important to me? Because it's almost like there's where, I would say, where would you put a vending machine? You would put a vending machine where everybody is. And why social media branding is so important is that this is where this is becoming the common thread for millennials, for Generation X, all for people that to network and do business. So use it for more than just pictures and telling what's going on. It's gossip, you know, a lot of times, or find out what's happening with everyone else, to use it as a place in the business forum. So it's important to me to put my products out where people are so they can see it, and it also breaks the limitation of your geographical region.
Yes.
So I can actually, people buy my books in London, people buy my books in Africa, people buy my products in other parts of Virginia and other parts of New York. And I live in Virginia, but my product is now global. So taking advantage of a global scale, a global medium that can kind of get your product out. And sometimes your hometown can be difficult, but don't stop producing because somebody else in another city can find it very valuable.
Correct. I just had a conference call about that this morning with some business owners that were putting together some strategies to really look outside of their demographics, their regional areas, as you stated. And that's pretty much our comfort zone. That's where we go to, and that's what we do in repetition. That sometimes doesn't work for us because eventually the well runs dry. So well said. Now, you mentioned something that actually brings me to my next question. You said, you know, you're selling in London and you're selling in different parts. What is, how do you measure when social media branding is effective? What's the measurement?
Yes, it's when you start seeing yourself, people responding, and I also find it when I start hearing people that are following you, inbox you, request more. It's not about a response, but it is a telltale sign when you see people respond. People commenting on your posts, don't overlook that. One good tip is to go back and thank people for what they just said. You know, a lot of people won't do that. You know, they get to the point where they're so big or so large that they don't go back and thank the people. But you want to go back and make that connection, and that's how you know you're making an impact. People that are stopping may not be buying, but you're on their mind. They're potential buyers. They're potential investors because they are now stopping, taking the time. And I'm sure you get it all the time, darling, when people inbox you and say, hey, man, where can I go to this conference? Or where can I get this product? And I bought the product. There's times when I wake up in the morning and resistively somebody's purchased something, and I don't even know where they saw a post. And then I ask them, and they'll inbox me. I'm like, what did you find out about me? Oh, you did this post, you know, you did the conference call. You did this post on social media. So it's not in vain. One of those things you realize, got to realize that stuff is documented and recorded. So people will come days later and a lot of times click on something that you did 5 or 6 weeks ago.
This is so amazing what you're saying, and it's true. I just had two occurrences in which I said, wow, I did cable interviews years ago, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. They're still playing in rotation. And someone hit me up on my personal page and said, I just saw you on TV this morning. And I was like, wow, they're still running that? But yes. And then someone else inboxed me and said, I said, you know, I would love for you to come out to Moguls. I've been seeing you out here. She says, I am. She said, you did a conference 4 years ago, and it inspired me to help me with my business. My business is what it is today from that conference you hosted. And so what you're saying is true. You never know how you will change someone's life. And sometimes we get discouraged because no one comments or no one comes to an event, and then the next year they will, but you just got to keep going. And like you said, these are great tools, and they live beyond the moment. This is awesome. And you're out there all the time, all the time. How is that?
Yeah, it's a lot of times it's not, you know, one of the bonuses that I find, and we talk about this at Marvels before, and people were really, really excited about it, that there are so many different ways that you can be visible and be invisible. A lot of times people think that I'm online a lot, which I show an online presence, but I use mediums that we'll talk about in Moguls that show you how to get automated. So you can do stuff and put it on autopilot, guys. You can put stuff on autopilot that will actually feed into your system, or you can get other people pull on other resources and individuals that support what you do and get them to repost and to post as well so it cuts your time in half.
This is great, Dr. Reed. You have my antennas up because I know that there are dashboards in which you can put stuff up for later, but I didn't know like the Facebook Live and different things, you can actually program that. So I'm excited. I'm pen and paper ready for moguls. Okay, all right. And you're doing this, like I see you out pretty much at least 5 to 6 times a night. I will see your Facebook Live, correct?
Yes, I do that at least. I try to come on at least 1 to 2 times a week. But what ends up happening, I might share something or somebody else shares it later. So it will pop up on somebody else's feed, like I'm still on or record it live. But what's happening is some of my followers or some people that are invested in what I do share it. So when they share it, they can share it anytime. I might do it at 4 o'clock p.m., for example. And somebody may share it at 1 o'clock a.m. in L.A. So people that are up on there will see that video that I recorded, and it will show different times. So it kind of gets aggregated, you know, into the social media forum. And also you can realize that you can take that live video and post it in other groups. A lot of people don't know that you can do Facebook Live, for example, inside of private groups. So if you don't want everybody to see it, then you can actually go into a group that you are part of, and it will post just for them to see.
Yes. That is correct, and that's something that I'm learning. You know, this Facebook Live stuff, being live on my phone for some reason, it took some getting used to even for me. And my PR people and event planning people, they're like, Darlene, you have to get out here. People have to see you. I'm great with tapings. I'm great with radio shows. I'm even great with going, sitting down, doing a live interview with someone else. But for myself, it was hard. Did you experience that, or you was able to just get on your device and just say, hello, world, this is me?
They have now incorporated Instagram Live as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually do live from Instagram. I know a lot of people know business on Instagram, and I haven't gotten into Snapchat, but, you know, they do those lives on Instagram. The only thing that's different is that once you come off the Instagram Live, nobody can see it as a recorded as of this time. So it's like you get it, and you get it while you can, and then it's gone. But it's also a good medium if you got a lot of social media followers on Instagram as opposed to Facebook. You got to also choose the mediums where you're working well.
Correct. So let me ask you, because I know that you have a lot to do on this evening, and we don't want to keep you long. What do you say to some of the people who have not experienced going on live? How do they prepare themselves? What should they do to be comfortable? Are there any type of backdrops to consider? Should they be natural? Because some people will say, don't get made up, just be natural. What do you advise?
Yeah, I advise a couple of things. It's what you're doing it for. I think your purpose is what's so important. I would say have content. Don't just get on live and just ramble. You want to have content. So if you want to get a note card and say, I want to talk about faith, I'm going to talk about opportunity, I want to talk about whatever, make sure you stick to that. And also make sure you're talking from a standpoint of including them. One of the keys that I'm really going to hit Mongols out to a surface right now is that a lot of people don't make it conversational. They don't make their lives conversational. It's more like a monologue.
Correct.
They just get over there and talk. And so, yeah, people may have some good to say, and they may hear you speak. But it's good to say, hey, I got Darlene here. She's awesome. She's a great philanthropist. She's a motivational speaker. She's a radio show host. Thank you for tuning in. That's going to make you feel really welcome. It's going to also let other people know you're connected to other people. And it's also about helping other people. So be solution-driven. If you're doing anything on Facebook Live, be solution-driven and have some tips. Get it. I don't care if it's one tip. And, you know, you might think everybody should know this or everybody knows this. But you'd be surprised. Some people don't know what you know. A lot of people don't know what you know. If you bring value to the table, so bring it.
Yes.
So keep it going. A lot of times people get on that too short. Another thing, the last thing I'll tell you about that particular thing, about live and getting ready for live, is know that it takes people time to come in and it populate. So if you just come on there and say 1, 2, 3, and you're gone, but half the people won't catch you live. So you have to kind of engage your audience.
Yes. yes, yes. And if you haven't experienced that as of yet, please try it out. Try it out for a couple of minutes and you will see what it's like, because it actually counts down. I don't know if they do that on all social media networks, but I love Facebook because it counts down, and I got comfortable with that countdown and waiting for people to come into the room. It's like, you know, welcome to, what was that show where they would have the mirror and they're like, I see Jane and Mary, and it's like that. You start to see people coming in. So that's great. Dr. Reed, what do you want people to take away when they come to Mogul?
Man, I want them to be free. You know, I think to be free to explore, to own it. One of the things that I love about you and this whole platform that you created, it's about telling people to be just not a partaker of business, but to be a Mogul, to be a shining star, to own it,
yes,
to take
yes.
over, to get true in their authenticity and their identity. That's what I pulled away from just being a speaker and being a part of it. Each time I go, I get excited, connect with other people. I want you to be, whoever comes to this conference, I want you to come and say, hey, I'm coming to own it. I'm coming to learn. And I feel like all teachers, and I put this out the other day in social media, have to become students. So I want people to be a student when they come. Even if you're an expert in your field, take the time to be a student and to pull those valuable nuggets away and get yourself in a position to learn and receive, and you'll come out with some great things.
Thank you so very much, brother. It's always a pleasure to have you join me over the airwaves or in person. I appreciate you and your time.
Likewise. God bless you. Thank you.
You as well. Family, we're going to return after this small break, give you some more information about the making of Moguls, and hope that you will be joining us. We'll be right back after this break.
Greetings. My name is Denise G. Haney, CEO and founder of the Spa Expectations Corporation, and I'm also the sponsor of the Making of Moguls 2017. The Making of Moguls 2017 is an entrepreneurial conference of Darlene's Utopia. To learn more about my services and the conference, please visit www.darlenesutopia.com. Hope to see you there. And remember, always expect the best in your life.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DG. I am your returning host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And unfortunately, the show is coming to a close. I can go on and on and on with great guests like Oliver T. Reed. I always have an awesome time with him. Family, if he's giving something on this evening that you have considered to be of great value that you can begin to use right away, it is imperative that you register for the Making of Moguls. This is just a small tidbit of what our presenters will be bringing forth. When I say practical measures, when we say practical measures at Darlene's Utopia, that is what we mean. We are giving practical measures on the Power Zone with DU. We are giving practical measures throughout various components of Darlene's Utopia. And these practical measures are things that will not require additional money, additional time investment outside of what you're already investing in your businesses, more so how you can restructure things so that you can have a positive outcome. That's all it's about. It's about winning. I invite you all to check out the archives with Oliver T. Reed throughout the years here at the Power Zone with DU and acquire further information. And then again, log on to the Power Zone with DU and get your tickets right now. We have group rates as well as individual rates for you to consider in joining us. Until next time, family, be well. It's been a pleasure, and I will see you all back here next Wednesday evening on the Power Zone with DU. Take care.
The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU